Good evening. This is Monk Sylvia Entz from the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. Is it just a simple affirmation? And it has a big question mark behind. Now you surely wonder what statement I mean, what affirmation. What I am talking about today, what I'm thinking about this evening actually is, I am the pure white light of love. Is that just a pure affirmation, a simple affirmation, or is there more behind it? You know, some people have told me many times that whenever they get into a car, that they surround themselves with just the protection of the light. And my niece Barbara in Switzerland, she used to drive with my brother Oscar over the passes of Switzerland, you know, very curvy, very, very windy, on a motorcycle, BMW motorcycle 500, something very, very powerful. And my brother is a driver, you much like Herb, you know, he just goes into extremes and lays down in the curves and goes fast and, he pushes the limit. And I said to Barbara, and that you don't mind? She said, no, it's just the greatest fun because each time I step on that motorcycle, I surround myself with that protective light of love, and I know that nothing happens to me or can happen to me. And then I started to talk about her about that protective, that word protective. Why would it be protective? And to that, I have a little illustration which happened to me and which gave me a deeper and different insight into what the pure white light of love is. And it was part of a vision I entered into when I was in introspection, and I was in that landscape with a waterfall in the distance, and that waterfall was pure crystal white. It was just shining through the landscape, and I was attracted to it, and I thought to myself, why don't I go to that waterfall and just refresh myself? So I went, and as I stood in front of it, I stepped into it or under it, whatever, and the moment I was there, it wasn't water, it was light. And the experience of peace and contentment and fulfillment was really beautiful. And when I came out of that feeling again, I knew that when I say I am the pure white light of love, that's it and that's enough, because that's my divine beingness. That's not something that I surround myself to protect myself. No, I am the pure white light of love, and it means just that. When I am, or say I am, that pure white light of love, nothing that is unlike that pure white light of love will enter my world, my aura, my experience. And even when I say it now in my relative world, as I enter a car or go on my trips and I say I surround this airplane or this car or this boat or whatever, or surround a person with my pure white light of love, it's not something separate. And the divine in me knows exactly what I affirm when I say I surround myself with my pure white light of love. Because at that moment I am that light, and I'm all that it is, and nothing enters my world that is unlike it. And that's why it's not a protection, it's just a confirmation of who I am. When I attended the first seminars of the University of Healing in Switzerland, I remember Herb talking about the pure white light of love and that affirmation, I am the pure white light of love, and I surround myself with my pure white light of love. At that time, maybe it wasn't my pure white light, but the pure white light of love. Anyhow, I remember that our seminar sponsor, Felix Eschbacher, he really liked that affirmation, and he said he used it every day. Just before he left the house, he always surrounded his apartment, his house, with the pure white light of love. And one day, I just remember that because it was very impressive. One day he came and said, "Do you know what? All the apartments in our house have been burgled, and our apartment was the only one, although it was in the middle of the house, you know, it was not on top or somewhere hidden. It was just in the middle there, and it was untouched." And I always remember it because it impressed me a lot, and since then I just know that that power of saying I am the pure white light of love is not just an affirmation. It's the truth, and I don't have to think what it does, you know. Does it protect me, or what the effects are when I say that statement? I just say it, period, and that's enough. And I am it, exactly. And I remember that, I mean, basically I learned to say it with the car. When I was driving a car, that became a mantra, a habit to say, I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its paths are peace, and all its ways are pleasantness. And yeah, Dodi says that too, I'm sure.
She needs
our little piece of paper with the affirmation on. That's right. Yes, it's very important. Because I had many great experiences by saying that, and one especially. I remember when we were driving to Northern California, and I was in the back seat dozing away, you know, my friend was driving, and it was night, and Katerina was driving, I remember that. And suddenly in my sleepiness, something in me stirred, a feeling, and I half awoke and said, "And I surround this car with my pure white light of love." And it was just a fraction of a second later that the car behind started honking and turning, and Katerina pushed over and pulled over or whatever, and then it was gone. And I knew that I felt something, and I surrounded this car with my pure white light of love, and it was all right. But it was not. It was not a protection. I just had the feeling I should say it, not because I thought something was going to happen, just because something in me said, "Say it, do it." And it works. And it's really a wonderful affirmation of truth, and it works all the time. Just have a try at it. And beautiful experiences wait for me and are still in store for me. But naturally, I don't know them anymore, because as I say, I am the pure white light of love, and I go out into the world, well, I don't have these experiences anymore, these tests or these circumstances which challenge me. But I now know at least that it works. So it is.